Hello, thank you for tuning into Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And personal and individual worth is something we've been talking about this month. And it's one of those things that God wants us to have a testimony of. He needs us to have a testimony of who we are. But if you think about it, isn't it a little bit strange to have a testimony of yourself? I think it is sometimes, and it might seem odd at first, but it is so important. And it's God's greatest wish for us to be able to see ourselves as He sees us and to desire the progress and the happiness that He has in store for us. And today, we're going to throw it way, way back. And I want to share some thoughts from past LDS leaders on how and why we all need to develop a stronger testimony of our own individual worth. So take a listen to these clips.
I understand from what the Lord has revealed to us through the prophets that people are His greatest concern. We are His children. We are somebody.
The crowning work and glory of God is therefore, as He has said, to bring to pass the eternal life of man. Such is the worth of a soul. Surely it is great in the sight of God. They should be of like value in the sight of men. As God's work and glory is to bring to pass the eternal life of man, so the desire, hope, and work of every man should be to obtain eternal life for himself, and not for himself only, but also for his fellow men. And it will be when he fully appreciates who and what he is, his nature, origin, destiny, and potentiality. In comparison to eternal life, all else sinks into insignificance. For as Jesus said, What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Through direct teachings during his mortal life and through instruction given to both ancient and modern prophets, which are found recorded in the sacred scriptures, the Savior left all mankind sufficient teachings for each one to understand himself and to find his own true identity. It comes only through knowledge of and obedience to the commandments. Once it does come, the thoughts, "I'm not worth anything, I'm just a nobody," will have no place in our lives. By true identity, I mean the relationship between self-worth and self-subordination. The quest for this is explained in the words of George T. Boyd in a talk he gave some years ago. Quote, "Scripture reading enables man to see life, not alone from the human point of view, but in some degree from God's. This perspective fills two of man's important needs, a sense of individual worth and a feeling of self-subordination. Either of these are achievable alone, but how easy it is for a sense of personal worth to turn to an intolerable egoism and self-conceit, or a sense of self-subordination turn into a false humility or morbid self-depreciation. In the scriptures, man finds that he belongs to a whole of which God is a part. Belonging to such a whole gives him a sense of the value of his own soul, but seen in relationship to God reveals his dependence and hence his subordination. Thus, a devout use of the scriptures nourishes the spiritual life with a calm that displaces the doubts and anxieties which paralyze mankind." End quote.
I just love all of those. And to pick up on that last clip that you heard by past LDS leader, Elder Victor L. Brown, he later in that talk goes into the Psalms, he goes into the scriptures, and he states these different roles and responsibilities that God has given to his children on the earth because, as the scriptures say, we have dominion over things here. And because of that, we can, number one, we can have an awareness of our own personality and the ability to strive for self-realization. Number two, we have the ability to extend our knowledge to become aware of the nature of humanity and the nature of the things around us. Number three, we have the power of abstract reasoning by which we can compare facts and determine the relationship between them and their relevance in our lives. Number four, we have the ability and the right to make choices, and this is one of the greatest gifts, the gift of agency that God has given to us. Number five, we have a will to master, and by this power, we can control our thoughts, our emotions, our appetites, and our passions. And finally, number six, we have a right as children of God to worship Him, and we can seek power from Him to fulfill our destiny. And I love those reminders of all of these things that we can do to tap into our potential and remind ourselves of our divine nature that's inherent within all of us. So I hope that you were able to get something out of these wise words from LDS leaders today, and I hope that you will do something in the near future to contribute to your own testimony of who you are and who God wants you to become. So for more videos or blog posts or other podcasts on personal worth, be sure to visit mormonchannel.org, or you can download our app in the App Store to access this great content. Thank you again for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.